customs for dealing with the dead. I knew that. I had been there. I had seen it. But never had I seen it so concentrated, nor exuding such an air of depression. Mrs. Grimm, a spell makes it seem that way. They thought they would come back and turn the place into a memorial after they won the war. They wanted to keep people away.
I'm willing to go along with their wishes. This is too creepy for me.
It's not that bad. Come on. This shouldn't take more than a few minutes.
It did. But not a lot longer. It was a matter of pulling the door away from one of the fancier tombs and digging out a bundle wrapped in several layers of oilskins.
This is a place worth remembering, Doge said as we went away. People around here won't come near it. People from farther away don't know about it. It's a good hideout.
I can't wait.
You love the Grove of Doom, too.
I've been there. I didn't like it either. But at the time, I was too worried about stranglers to be scared of ghosts or ancient goddesses.
It's another good place to hide.
I am not suspicious by nature the way Soulcatcher is, but I am suspicious occasionally. I am particularly suspicious of reticent old Nguyen Bo, who suddenly turned chatty and helpful. The captain hid out here once, I said. He didn't find the place congenial either. What are you up to?
Up to? I don't understand.
You understand perfectly, old man. Yesterday I was just another Jengali, albeit one you had to tolerate. Today, suddenly I'm getting unsolicited advice. I'm being offered the benefit of your accumulated wisdom, like I'm some kind of apprentice. You want me to take a turn carrying that? He was, after all, an old man.
As the pace and pressures have increased, and events have taken unexpected but usually favorable twists, I've begun reflecting more intently on the wisdom of Hong Tre, on the foresight she showed, even upon her devilish sense of humor. And I believe I'm finally beginning to grasp the full significance of her prophecies.
Or of mass quantities of bull feathers. Tell it to Sara and Mergen next time you see them. And put a little honest sentiment into your apologies. My attempt to be unpleasant did not subdue him. That took the arrival of the afternoon rains, a little early, a lot heavy, supported by a truly ferocious fall of hail. Along the road, dashing out from under the trees where we had left our own party, a score of travelers tried to collect the ice before it melted. Taglians never see snow, and rainy season storms provide the only time they ever see ice, unless they travel far down into what used to be the Shadowlands, to the higher elevations of the Don de Preche. Scavenging hailstones was a young people's game. The old folks pushed under the trees as far as they could get, wearing their rain gear. The baby would not stop crying. She did not like the thunder. Runmust and Iqbal tried to keep an eye on the children, as well as to watch unknown travelers closely. They were convinced that anyone met on the road might be an enemy spy, which seemed a perfectly sensible attitude to me. Riverwalker prowled, cursing the rain. That also seemed a perfectly sensible attitude. Uncle Doge did a fine job of not drawing attention to his burden. He settled beside Goda. She began to gripe, but without her usual enthusiasm. I sat down.